When police officers decide which blocks to patrol, they usually look at where crime has happened in the past, and they rely on their own hunches. But a growing number of city police departments are now considering something else: the calculations of software programs that are supposed to predict where crimes will happen in the future. The companies that sell the software say it can help police catch criminals in the act and even prevent crimes. Keystone Crossroads reporter Mariel Segarra has more.
Every morning, during roll call, police officers in Reading are handed maps, printed off a computer, of their patrol districts. A few spots on each map are highlighted with red boxes. Those are supposed to show the areas at highest risk for certain crimes during that shift. Those crime predictions were spit out by a software program called Predpol. It claims to predict the locations where various crimes are most likely to happen on a particular day. The city launched Predpol in 2013 for about $18,000 a year. Dozens of other police departments in the U.S. and abroad are using the software, too. Predpol runs off some pretty basic data: the type, location, and time of previous crimes. The software plugs that data into an algorithm that's based on, get this, math used to predict earthquake aftershocks. The reason is that scientists say after an earthquake, you're more likely to see aftershocks nearby. The same is thought to be true of certain crimes.
It's very common to take approaches from one scientific area and then adapt them to another scientific area.
That's RAND Corporation senior scientist John Hollywood, who researches predictive policing. So applying math from physics to crime is not as strange as it might sound. But even if the math is reasonable, how does Predpol work in practice? One morning, after getting his map, Reading police officer Jacob Stefani heads to his patrol car.
What's your location going to be?
I'll be in the northeast.
He tucks the map into the car's visor and pulls out of the station. Stefani says he spends a lot of time driving around the red boxes, trying to spot criminals in action, or just by being there, deter them from committing a crime. The police department has set the software to predict property crimes.
We're having a lot of daytime burglaries right now. So you're looking for maybe some young kids skipping school, breaking into houses, looking for anything out of ordinary, open doors, broken windows.
He sees a man kicking the door of a breezeway. He asks the guy for ID and finds out he lives in the house and locked his keys inside. Stefani also looks for people squatting in abandoned houses. He spots a boarded-up house where it looks like somebody tried to pry the wood off the door.
Watch my number, security check building.
10-4, stand by.
I'm going to check out this place here.
Stefani walks down the breezeway to investigate. He quickly gives the all clear. There's no one in the backyard, but it's littered with empty soda cans, and the screen door is broken. There's gang graffiti on the wall. The officer walks back to his car. Stefani says it's good to have guidance from the software, but on days when he finds nothing in the red boxes, it's hard to tell whether the algorithm is working.
If no crime is happening, you don't really know if that's the result of you being a deterrence or just because that particular criminal didn't really feel like conducting a crime.
As you might expect, Predpol says its software works. A study published this year by the researchers who created the software showed the algorithm was between 1.4 and 2 times as accurate as crime analyst predictions in two cities. If the software weren't working, it'd be hard to know. Predpol's contract with the city of Reading requires the police department to participate in press conferences and joint marketing on behalf of the company. Its CEO says that's a reasonable obligation. Different crime prediction software is being used by police in cities like Philadelphia and Atlantic City, New Jersey. These programs use different algorithms, and there's little independent research on their accuracy. But one thing these software programs have in common is they're harnessing computers to process data criminologists say is important. Predpol's CEO, Larry Samuels, says human beings could do the same thing, but it would take a lot of time.
The advantage of computers is that they just process on and on and on and on, and they're able to process huge amounts of information, and they're able to do it at incredible speeds.
A 2013 report from the RAND Corporation said these predictive policing algorithms are not a crystal ball. And the report says small cities that don't have a ton of crime data don't need to shell out for crime prediction software. There are free tools they could use instead. In fact, the software Atlantic City is using is free. Reading Police Department officials say the city's paid software is working, citing a recent drop in burglaries. But the number of burglaries in Reading has gone up and down for a decade. And Police Chief William Heim says introducing other crime-fighting measures like security cameras may have also contributed to a drop in crime.
I don't think any one tool is going to yield the results that we're seeing, but the combination of them, I think, is really good.
At least until he does get that crystal ball. Mariel Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.